Under the microscope, global billionaires are worth more than ever in history, reports UBS. Their collective worth hit $10.2 trillion this July. That's a 27.5% surge since April for 2,189 fat cats, while billions of us suffer pandemic and depression. The previous record was $8.9 trillion in 2017. Supermarket giant Tesco plans to pay out £315 million to shareholders after receiving £249 million in local tax breaks. The half-year dividend is 20% bigger than last year and comes alongside £1.2 billion profits. Redundancies have soared to the highest level since 2009, during the Great Recession, reports Eons. And unemployment hit 4.3% in the 3 months to August, or three-year high, up from 4.1% the quarter before. Youth unemployment could more than triple, hitting Thatcher levels by year's end. That's 17% of 18 to 29-year-olds, same as 1984, reckons the Resolution Foundation. Three-fifths of households claiming in-work benefits have had to cut down on food and basic needs. Almost two-thirds receiving universal credit or working tax credit accrued more debt, says Save the Children. The poorest districts in England are almost four times as likely to face lockdown restrictions, according to Guardian analysis. Abysmal living and working conditions caused by poverty are to blame. 900,000 more children have applied for free school meals since the coronavirus crisis hit. They join 1.4 million who were already struggling to eat, finds the Food Foundation. Care homes in England are waiting a week or more to get COVID-19 test results, finds the Feat. Delays make it impossible to effectively contain the virus. 23% of people suffering mental health issues have to wait 3 months or more for NHS treatment. Some don't receive support for 4 years, says the Royal College of Psychiatrists.